CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Happy birthday. Yeah. I mean, yours, I just said right out of the gate. Sure, other birthdays in the past, midway in the show, but I go, hey, yours, right to happy birthday. I don't know. I think that's pretty special. Even for the people that it wasn't your birthday, it's almost like when I talk about Vinny. Well, you don't literally know Vinny, but you, by this point of listening to the show, you know that Vinny does exist, and sometimes I don't mention him for a month. I know he's going to be walking around listening, and boom, I fucking get him. Like in these openings. It's fun to not have mentioned him in a while. He's listening. Today, boom! And one of the, what you could call, shows. And a hello to Joe McKenzie. So, there's that. But the noise in the background, I'm in a comfortable chair. I love this chair. But you can hear the air fryer. I wouldn't think you'd be able to hear it all the way over here, but you can. And I don't know. I hope you're okay with it. I mean, with that music. Oh, notice there's been no music yet? Aristotle, why don't we, I let you pick, I thought you did a great job, the music, what can we do, like, I like when the music doesn't get in the way, maybe, I'm gonna let you pick it, nice and soft, shh, nice and soft, there it is, what do you think of the music he picked, you should tweet at him for what's left of Twitter and say, hey, I like the music, Aristotle. And tell him happy birthday in case you forgot his birthday. I'll never forget his birthday ever. We all celebrated it. That was the date. So tonight, you know, two things. So one, I thought about this. You know, sometimes I have really no idea, like, where they house the podcast, what's going to happen after I do my last podcast. But I found out something I love. So even if it's not, and it might just be at where it's at. But he goes, we can go house it somewhere else. They don't even charge you if you're not trying to put ads in it, which are fine with me. I didn't mind the ads. I mean, I leaned into them, but I'm not going to complain without them. He goes, yeah, if you're not trying to sell ad space, they might have ads that they run, but I don't think in the middle. Oh, maybe they do. You know, I don't know. But anyway, they'll be somewhere, and they'll probably stay right where they're at. As I was talking that out, I thought, I don't know if that, when he said, well, he said, oh, we won't have any ads. Like, we're not trying to get ad revenue out of the podcast, but maybe they'll have one they do before and at the end of the podcast or something like that. But nevertheless, that whether they stay where they're at, which might be the case, or where they go somewhere, they're there. And I said to Aristotle, what if I'm in the mood, which I will be, to do just a traditional podcast. Like I said, sometimes it'll mean we take it just will mean when I do that we all take the microphones to a comfortable chair and we do a little more casual, but that's still a typical podcast, I'm just not maybe at the table. So he said, oh, there. I said, oh, either place. So I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought I had to take them and move them and then not be able to post them. But he said, no, you can, no matter where you go, you'll be able to, you'll house them. It'll be easy for people to listen to them. And then if you're ever in the mood to do a podcast, you know, I'll just say on my other social platforms, hey, I dropped a podcast on this or that. But anyway, but I certainly don't have the responsibility of doing it every week. So, yeah, but I was saying to last week, you know, like, you start realizing, even though you'll find a new place to have your voice, you know, I like I said, my paranoia is whenever I go, well, I think I'm going to miss this, people can go, well, then why are you stopping it? But I think overwhelmingly people get it. There is going to be a thing, what would I want to do, stop it when I hated it? Because like I said, till the last podcast, which will be soon, it wasn't a hard decision to stop because I hated it. Then it would have been an easy decision. But to the last one, I've said this a million times, it's better than hanging out with your friends because you sort of are doing a podcast and a job, you could say. You have to turn, you know, for 2 hours. Nobody has their phones. Very, very, very rare that a guest has a phone. And if it is, they're waiting for a call from somebody or, hey, I landed safely. But you have like sometimes over the years, 2.5 hours sometimes of just pure joy of like, yeah, you would have that type of fun at a comedy festival, but maybe not for 2.5 hours, you know, or hanging out and other things happen. Oh, they leave. But with someone you love, you know, it's a lot of time. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun in a very cool atmosphere. The studio, which that'll be the next thing. You know, it's always good to have something to work on. But I do, like I said, I've talked about it a few times. I want to put in a real stage. I just think we'll do cool things with it. You know, like I said, we've talked about, you know, I could still do it in the studio just because it doesn't have a stage. It has everything else. It has a sound system and lighting and that. But there's something about a real stage with that lip, that infamous lip. And it'll be like 13 feet by 7. So it's going to be a big stage, but it still leaves me with a ton of room in the studio. So anyway, to maybe have some friends over and do stand-up in there. And invite a small audience, you know, like however we do it through social media. So I think it'll let me do fun things like that, especially with Rory when he's around, or anybody, any of the same guests I loved before. It's just, you know. But like I said, the one easier thing is that if I wanted to do something like that, most likely Chad would come and shoot it. And So that's all I would need. And there would be times that, like if I did something like that, like a show where we're going to have stand-up and want to make sure, then you just have like maybe Aristotle here when you want to do those things. That's easy. So, because I would really like to do that in there. I've talked about it a lot, but like when I'm telling you, when you see the stage and you look at it, everyone's going to go, what the fuck? And I can imagine like setting it up like a little club, like enough for like 15 people, a lot of little chairs and like teeny little tables. You know what I mean? Like 9-inch round circle, little wooden tables with black tablecloth on them, but just enough to put 2 drinks just to make it look fucking sick as fuck in there. And that wouldn't be that hard. That wouldn't be that hard to do that. Even to make those little tables. My car, I see like little things I would buy at Lowe's. You take some wooden spools, like wood round dowels, like the biggest one you can buy, and then you, because I was going to do this once before, and then you put these rivets into the cement, and then the other part into the end of the dowel, and they just like spin into the floor. So they take up no room, but they can have like, you know, a lot of little tables all over the place. Can you tell them on mushrooms? Because I am. I was bored tonight. Not mushrooms, pot edibles. Pot edibles. And I had 20 of them. I mean, I had 20 milligrams. Did I? Or did I have 10 milligrams? I had 20 milligrams. It takes two, baby, to make a dream come true. It takes two. Yeah, I took two of them, and I love it. I took one, and I felt great. Then I took a half, and about a half an hour later, at this point, I think it's safe to take two. At the most, you'll get a little too high, which is fine with me. So I think I'm still excelling, whatever. Both words probably make sense. So, yeah, that was fun for me just to talk about doing something in there with comedians. Because that's the part that I think if I don't get it, the fix somewhere else, that I'll miss. I think we're going to have a ball with that. And also, I don't know why. I didn't know, like, before. I was like, it seems so obvious now to think that, yeah, when you're in the mood to do, like, more of a traditional sit-down podcast, that I just drop it wherever my podcasts are being held. You know? What did I think? They're going to go, no, if you're not doing it weekly, you can't. Especially when you have a body of podcasts sitting somewhere to add to them occasionally. I don't know what I thought. Hey, look, I don't think sometimes. That's the problem. Like, you know, like that character that Whittemore Thomas came up with, I don't use my brain. Boy, that's a fun game to play with someone. Steve Fine Arts is calling me. I hope the message didn't stop. I really do. I'm going to wait and see. Steve Fine Arts is calling me, and I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so... Oh, it's still recording. Shut the fuck up. So, did you hear the phone ringing just then, or did you hear a lot of silence? Because, yeah, Steve Fonish was calling me, and I didn't know if it would keep recording, so I was going to wait. And then when the recording, you know, when it just goes to voicemail, I thought, I'll see if it's still recording. If it's not, I'll just, you know, Aristotle glue it together for me. But no, that was, see, but now you understand what happened, but you probably were thinking, what the fuck? Well, I don't know what you were thinking. I'm not going to guess what you were thinking. You know when you're on the drugs and you realize you say something silly like immediately afterwards? I hope I did. You're sitting there not laughing at all going, no, Todd, I don't know what you're talking about. But just my whole demeanor is very chatty. More chatty than usual. Do you want to go over and see how this is with me? I made a... So I put it in the air fryer. Shut the fuck up. Talk about perfect timing. That's crazy, right? That's what's called a coincidence. Sorry to burst your bubble. Sorry for the rattling of the phone, is annoying. So I took, no big deal, a bag of corn, sweet corn, and I scrambled up two eggs really well with a teeny little bit of milk, or non-fat milk, skim milk, oat milk. No, what type of milk is it? It's not even milk. It's C-O-C-H-O-B-A-N-I, coffee creamer. So I put a tablespoon of that in there. So, because I thought, oh, that might make it, like, sweet. Like, it's still pretty healthy. Other than that, all I have is corn and avocado I'm going to put in it. But right now I have corn and two eggs, you know, beat up and it's, let me tell you how it tastes. It's crunchy. It's exactly what I thought it would be. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Wow. I know eating is rude, but if this is a food segment, don't you think that eating is okay? Right? I'm going to prop my phone up here. Don't you think eating is okay if it's a food segment? I mean, you'd have to be. I think people are going to make fun of you. Go, oh, yeah, I was listening. No, if you don't want to, I get it. You don't. What if you're saying, Todd, I really don't. Even on food segments on shows, I have to turn them off. Well, then I would just click. I'll make sure. Click to 16, and I'll make sure I'm not eating by this by the, you know, 2 more minutes from now. So you can click it, and you don't have to hear this part. So I understand that. I do. Shit, this avocado isn't ripe. And you know what I've learned? Give up on it. So most likely I won't take it back to the supermarket. But you know when they're not ripe? Not even close. Because if they're a little hard, I don't care. Not even close. I try to, like, do something with it. Ugh, it doesn't do anything. Just give up. Give up on, not life, but give up on the avocado. You know what I'm talking about at all? Yes, you do. So now, let me repeat it in case I didn't say it right. I have a bag of corn, 2 scrambled eggs with tablespoon, and I'm talking, I used a tablespoon because I don't even know how much I'm putting in anything. So an even tablespoon of that coffee creamer. I'll tell you the truth, I would have used regular non-fat milk or almond milk. I try not to drink regular milk. But I didn't have any. So I thought maybe this actually makes sense to put the little vanilla coffee creamer in there. And now I put a little avocado and a little bit of pepper. Mmm. It's really good. Wow. Wow. I think I used to have a... I know I had a joke, but I don't know if I did this part about it in my act. Where my mom's friend would go, you gotta try my 5-cup marshmallow salad. And I remember my brother whispering to me, he goes, no, I don't. Yeah, you're 13 years old? You gotta have my 5-cup marshmallow salad. No, I don't. I did not like it. But I would say, oh, even then, I was like, oh my God, it's so good. And I thought my brothers weren't doing a good enough job of faking it. I wasn't too over the top, but I'm like, oh my God, this is really good. Like, the thing is, I just didn't repeat it a lot. Then that's disingenuous, but I had to give, I couldn't just go, oh, this is good. Oh, how about this? Let me not. What would, if they think that's too much, then okay. Oh, this is good. Nah, they know you're full of shit. I have to go, wow, this is really good. Oh my God. I have a real sweet tooth, so this is doing it. That's it. But, no, it was a lot of different types of canned fruit mixed with a, like, marshmallow, mixed with Cool Whip. A lot of canned tangerines, canned cans. The cans weren't my problem back then, but now in hindsight, having a goddamn sodium festival. But, I'll tell you what, this is really good. The air fryer, man, I'm telling you, it's as good as everyone says it is. I think especially for small meals, and a lot of times I cook by myself. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You know what it needs? I don't cook usually with any salt or whatever you call this. By the way, that salt, it sounds like I twisted it twice as many times because there's something wrong with it. Big difference. Wow. Okay. That guy might be back that I said I wouldn't be eating. So I'm going to go back to the chair. Like everything you put in the air fryer. The other night, I came home, I had a bag of Brussels sprouts. They were from, I'll tell you what, the cut ones I get at, what's it called? Sprouts? They're really good. But, you know, hey, I get them at Vaughn's. I just get the littler ones at Vaughn's because they don't have, like, the bag of cut in half ones. And I put it in the air fryer with a bag of string beans. Put a little vegetable, olive oil. I sprayed it on it, and I went 24 minutes. And then I have a big bowl. It's the only way I can really enjoy big salads that are going to fucking do something for me. It's big. I don't want to have to, I want to be able to easy to mix it up. I'm not eating in front of people. It's a nice bowl, but it's big. It's too. I wouldn't eat like out of it at a restaurant. So anyway, it's not as big as you're thinking, so relax. I don't know. I should relax, not you. And I had a half a wedge of lettuce, cold, crisp lettuce, and I chop it up really good. I don't like to eat and work. You know, I got to cut it. So anyway, because for a while I was doing the steaks where I would like chop a big piece of out of the wedge. You can get like three really good steaks out of there. You know what I mean? Put it on the plate. Always make sure the avocado was like so ripe. It was like, you know, it was like, you know, you could just spread it all over. I would spread it all over, really push it in, spread it all over. And put some Parmesan cheese on top of that. Not a lot, but a reasonable amount. And some sunflower seeds without salt. And I would eat it like... Oh, and I would use Caesar salad. The dressing. Caesar dressing. And there's a brand that someone recommended to me a while ago. It's really good. But anyway. And I would use that. It was good. It was like eating a steak, you know, I'm not comparing it, but you know, it was nice. But guess what? I didn't like the work. Oh, I kind of cut and eat and cut and eat and cut and eat. So I just decided to cut it up, put it in the bowl, and then dump all those crispy green beans and Brussels sprouts and mix it all in. And last night I did it, I go, you know, there's something, this is whatever I want this to be at this point. So I went Italian. I put a little bit of Italian, like, seasoning on there. Just says Italian seasoning. Probably a mixture of a few things. And the cheese I always do, the Parmesan cheese that I always mix in with there. But I added Italian and this good Italian dressing. Like a vinaigrette, a thick one. And not a ton, but it was fucking good. I was like, I could imagine being at a restaurant and being served it. That's my sign. There's things I eat, but I go, nah, you couldn't serve it at a restaurant. This is good. This was really easy and really good. And if you want, you can add meatballs. I should have a cooking show, but that's all I say is, why don't you go? No, I mean, it's not a good idea. I never really thought it was a good idea. I was just saying. My friend Mike Sousa says he listens to the show. Let's see if he does. I don't know if Leo and Cameron, who have dedicated their life to doing my website. God bless them. And I don't believe in God, but God bless. Thank you, universe, for, you know, aligning us. Because now, finally... I don't want the responsibility of putting things on my website. So you know what? Now it's just a page and it says where my management is. List, here's Todd and it links to all the social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, nice, YouTube. Okay, great. And it, right now if it says temporarily Todd's tour dates will be on his social media sites. And I think I might list the two because I might have not put TikTok because it's a little harder. But so now, great. If people like me and they go to my website, and then they'll go to the only thing with your website, you can put a direct link to the tickets. But I'm not doing that many dates right now, and it's a responsibility. What am I telling you for? Because you care. You care, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, not ladies and gentlemen. I want to stop saying ladies and gentlemen, and I didn't at Dynasty Typewriter. Just say hello, everybody. So, Jesus Christ, it's doing that same thing again. You know what? I'm gonna wrap this up after this. I'm gonna take this call. Ba da ba ba ba, ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba, ba da ba 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 da. Why am I singing? Well, because I had to send this podcast in two parts to Aristotle. The first part ended where. A second person called me while I was doing the podcast. And I never have the confidence when I hear the phone ring. Like, if I ignore it, I learned today that it ends up going through. The recording does not stop, even though the screen might turn. I didn't know. But I was still, when it happened the second time, I'm like, I'm not taking any chances. So I sent it to him in two parts. And now we're on the other side. I took a little break during that period and I ate. And I made some popcorn with some olive oil on it. And some fudge spray. Yeah, you spray it on. Fudge spray for your popcorn. It's for people like me that want to make pretend they're dieting. I'll just have some popcorn with some fudge spray. With antioxidants. Fudge spray. Doesn't, you know, the more I say it, the more maybe I should stop. Anyway, and now it's time we have to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me put this over here. I'm still hungry. I'm always hungry. You some people know what it's like. Oh, I always think it's worth not adhering to, like, I don't even want to say diet, because the amount of food I can eat and maintain my weight is amazing. I can eat, I think I've talked about this on the show before, I can eat in with maintaining a diet where I get to the weight I want to be, what I need to do to just regulate that. I could eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's 3 or 4 nights a week. Yeah, at 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning, 12, 11 o'clock. It's that I can't after that have 2 bags of jelly beans and then somebody else's the rest of their ice cream and then, you know, all bets are off. So, like, right now, it is so tempting to go. Well, I can't go now. The only thing that's good that'll keep me from going is I'm too high to drive. So, but I could do Pink Dot, or not Pink Dot. Well, there is Pink Dot, but that's not what I meant. You know, whatever, Uber Eats. But I probably won't. But God, it would be so good. Imagine a whole thing of Oreos, and then you put them in the freezer. Well, first you take a sleeve out. That's the way I take a whole sleeve. I know by the time I get over to wherever I'm sitting, I'm not gonna wish I didn't take the whole sleeve. So I take the whole sleeve. And then, if I'm good, I wait an hour. And then the other ones, they just get denser. And they're cold. They're really good. Try it out, baby. Usually I try to eat a half a sleeve on the way home from the soup from Vaughn's. Half a sleeve. I could do a sleeve easy, but a half a sleeve is me trying. And then, you know, I feel pretty proud of myself if I don't eat 2 more until the minute we walk in the door. But if I'm going over back, like let's say the Oreo cookies are in the living room or whatever, I would, or in the kitchen counter, like they're out in the kitchen counter. I'm not gonna go by there and get some more unless I'm at least taking 5. I'm not stopping by for 2. Oh, let me take 2 more. No, at least 5. Probably 5. Maybe if no one's around, 6. Unless it's my house, I do whatever I want. But like if I was at someone else's house, nah, I guess I wouldn't be this. I don't know what I would do at somebody else's house. If I saw everyone was eating them too, I would honestly slow down. But I'm just really basically talking about at my house. Still want some for other people, so if they're there. If it's me by myself, oh, then I'm not stopping by without getting 6. What am I going to do here? Who cares? I care. Who cares? I care. Boop, 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 boop. I'm going to stop myself from saying that, and I'm going to sing that song every time. So is there anything else you need to know? Anything new? How about what happened with that? Oof, that whole situation. I'm going to do very generic. What if every show is that generic so I could say I could play it anytime? Okay. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. I wanted to make a show. You know, because I know it's dropping on that day. And just, you know, I know what we're all thinking. Very generic stuff, you know. I don't know if there's anything there. I'm glad I shared it with you because, after all, everything that you say isn't a gem either. And why I'm on the defense, that's my fault. That I can't put on you. That I cannot put on you. I need to be more secure. And for that, I apologize. And I always apologize for that. I think most people will agree that I've apologized. I'm just sober enough right now, or you know what I mean? Well, from the pot candy to realize that I'm not making any sense. Like, but I'm aware of it. Isn't that, you know what I mean? Like, you'll let yourself go down these paths and then you go, well, no, there's nothing. Not that you ever thought it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Problem is about self-referencing, because I usually like to do something and then I will then immediately take a look at it and tell what either made me laugh about it or, you know, why it. And then it's hard to do that when you forget what you were laughing at. Like, you're laughing, you know, it felt good, but wait, 2 seconds later, what was I just laughing at? So I can't do my favorite thing and talk about what I was laughing at. But the fun was had. I always remind myself of that. The fun was had. Even if I can't recap it, it doesn't. Say it with me, everybody. Just because I can't recap it doesn't mean it didn't. Come on, say it with me, everybody. Say it with me. Just because I don't recap it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Say it again. Just because I didn't recap it, everybody say it with me, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And I think that's a good mantra for me, not everybody. For some people, that would be pure gibberish for you to say. But I have to remember, because sometimes in these conversations, I'm like, oh, what was I talking about? What was I talking about? Who cares? And a lot of times when we're having social discussions, well, then don't get high and talk about social issues. You can't keep blaming it on the pot. Maybe when you're high, it's not. But what happens when you're not planning on talking about something? All right, well, when that happens, I'll forgive myself. But I plan on it and still get high sometimes. So I've learned a lot. I hope you people could just forgive me, to find it in your hearts and your wallets. Send me a check for $25,000 each, everybody. I'll give you an address, and you'll be in my special club. All right, it'll be $5,000. You know what? Let me talk to Steve Fine Arts. He's good at helping me with figures. It might be better to do it for like $2,000 and get more people. So let's get back to you on this cult that I'm starting. Well, everybody, I guess it's time. Good morning if it's your morning. Drive to work. If it's your drive to work, I hope I made it a little better. If it's your treadmill, hello you on the treadmill. If you're on a train or a bus or a bike or a car or at work or just in your living room laying backwards with your dog or your cat or your plant or your cactus or a favorite blanket that you have, hello. Right? Whoo! So, that's it. That's it. And, this was fun to do tonight on my pot candy. Boy, I really could go for food candy right now. So much. Like Ben and Jerry's ice cream or, like I talked about, the Oreos. You know what I don't see anymore? Vanilla on one side, chocolate on the other, Oreos, double stuffed. Those are fucking good. I really like them. It's not too much vanilla. It's not too much chocolate. It's the perfect mix. With the vanilla icing, they're really good. I used to put ice cream on two of them and make like an ice cream sandwich. Not even try to break one in half. Just one's the top, one's the bottom. Put not too much ice cream in between. It needs to be still ice cream, but very soft. It shouldn't be dripping, and it can be far from dripping, but not, you know, really hard. Just enough where it's not a big deal. Put it in between the two. Crunch, 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 crunch. I usually went with vanilla ice cream. You could go with peanut butter. You could go with whatever your little heart desires. And that's what I was trying to say on this show. Do what your little heart desires. I've been trying to say that all along, but I didn't know how to say it. I was having difficulty. But then I thought about it. Do what you want. Do what you want when you want to do it. And then the horns. Chip Chantry told me he was going to write me songs. I haven't gotten any. It's sad. I think he wants to fancy himself. Because, you know, he's, as you all know, people that regularly listen to the show, he has been very helpful. Truth. In making my stand-up act better on so many levels. I appreciate him. If I had more money, I would pay him more. I know he's probably thinking that. But this singing, I think he wants to fancy himself because he knows I like songs, little quick songs about things, and I would have so much fun. I already have a band. So he tells me, pulls me aside one night, he goes, "Hey, Todd, I'm actually really good at writing." So I go, "Okay." And he was smoking a cigar, like, oh, so disgusting. He's like chewing on the end of it. He goes, "Yeah, maybe I'll write you a few, kid." I'm like, I appreciate the joke about the kid. But you're not going to believe this. I haven't gotten any. Not one. "Oh, I'm moving into my new house." Boo hoo. A real writer does not take a break more than 2 weeks. That's all you get. That's it. So I'm very upset with Chip. And I'm not talking, you know, I know he doesn't listen to the show. I know he doesn't. I'm not saying he never listened, but he doesn't. I'll tell you what. If he listens, and I'm not going to tweet at him, I'm not going to go, "Hey, you might." If he listens on next week, no show show, by then I'm pretty sure I'll have the date for the last show. Because editing has taken a little break where some of the daily responsibility is out of my hands now. So next week, I would imagine, I even thought I'd know it tonight. But next week, I'll definitely know when the last show is. And I'll play, what am I going to play? Is this something about playing? That Chip Chantry listens to the show. If he sends me a message, "Hey, Todd, I actually do listen to the show and I heard that," I'll play whatever the message he leaves me. Or sometimes he'll send me voice memos, or sometimes, usually that's what, we do that a lot. But I don't mind when someone, you know, also makes a recording. I feel like sometimes it's easier for me to save. It's easier. For some reason, it's easier to export over to my, like, things I want to save, like in my emails. But anyway, nevertheless, I will next week, if he, you know, if he says, "Hey, Todd, you know, I listen to the show," whatever he wants to say, maybe he'll want to sing a song. Say, "Oh, I'm working on this." I don't mind if you hear it from his mouth. Then the band puts their spin on it, plus I fucking polish it up, or I get Chip to do it. Ah, shit. Anyway, he'll do it, and then I'll give it right back to him, and he'll polish it up even more. And then maybe I put a little something on it. Blackout or whatever I do. Maybe I go, "Oh, we should do backup vocals." I can give it some polish. No offense, Chip. But guess what? How many songs I got from him? No, you would think, oh, people are thinking, he probably said, Chip's got a big heart. He probably said 8. Oh, I'll write you 6, 7, 8 songs. It's, you know, for me, I can pump them out even if you like 2 of them. So you think, did he only send you 3? None. 0, 0. Nada. What? If I was trying to be nice, it's the number after -1. Just minus. No nothing. So, phew. I might just go to Philadelphia and beat the shit out of him. No, I might. No, I couldn't do it. But I sort of want to. Just imagine getting off that flight and getting in the Uber or the taxi and just flying down to his house. "Chip, I'm outside." He comes out. I wouldn't punch him in the face. I can't punch people in the face, but I would just, like, push him. into a truck, moving truck, that I would have someone, you know, someone that I know, that I trust, driving the truck, coincidentally, just as I push him. So, I just might do that. I'm not even joking around. I just might do it. You know what? I'm going to go, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm heading to Philly, and somehow, through poison, or I don't think I could, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I don't think I could push anybody into a car. It's too vile. It's too much. So I'm not going to do that. But maybe I'll put something in his food. And I know he would eat it because he's a big fucking tub of lard. Am I... Oh my God, is it good I'm laughing at my own jokes or bad? I genuinely thought that was... It's so wrong. And you know what? If I can't be wrong, then I don't want to be right. Wait, how's that song go? If I don't want to be wrong. Something like that. We don't need to get into it. Todd, just because you don't recap it, everybody say it with me. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. So... there's that. Whew, this new format. Do you think it's more peaceful now? You know what Chad told me? Chad is bored. He's right. I have to get a microphone. He goes, Todd, there's wind microphones that would cut out all the noise completely. And I can guarantee you by next week, I'll have one on this phone. That's a promise. Truth. I said, oh, I should buy this thing. Should I bring the... He said, no, use your phone. Get this mic. Night and day. Shame on me. And I'm only saying it because I'd be embarrassed to next week not have it. I wouldn't do that to you people. You mean more to me. You're not just, you know, like, no offense, Rory Scovel's podcast or some of these other podcasts. You know, for me, you're all I've got. Yeah, I feel great. Ow! I sure am funny. I still got it. You would admit, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you would admit, anybody listening right now, I only say this because I care about you. If you're ever talking about the show, maybe there's a few people, and you go, Todd Glass's show's not what it used to be. I don't want to see you get pushed. I don't think my listeners would punch physical contact with the hand, but I think they'd push you if not into a car like we were joking about. Please. No, I hope nobody... I wouldn't want to do that to anybody, no matter what they did. I just want their behavior stopped. But I wouldn't even... Certainly in this situation, for the love of God, push somebody into a moving car. Yes, it even felt wrong in that bit I was doing. But I just mean push... You know, wherever, whatever store they're at, you know, push them. You know what I mean? That's what I might do to Chip Chantry. Because he's got a lot of nerve. And I hope he does listen to this. Because you know what? He's so bored. The only way I know how to explain it to you, he's so, 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 so bored all the time. By the way, that bit started with a friend of mine. I don't want to mention his name, but it rhymes with, well, it actually is, it's Vinny. So Vinny, was doing the character, like, over the phone, we're texting back and forth, and he just added so-so-so's to a word, because that's all he could think of, you know, which was funny, in the character, I'm sure, that's what he says, character, I just think, you know, but who cares, right? So we thought, wouldn't it be funny if, like, you're a food critic, or any critic, and but you're not great with words, so all you know how to do is put very, very, or so-so in front of, you know, the food was really, 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 you know, and, but you're a respected critic, so they go, you know, whatever the guy's name is, Johnny Colorado gives the Vermont, you know, Ledger restaurant, whatever, 33 so-so-so, or it's really, 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 really. He gives it 45 really goods. And he goes, I got to tell you, this was really, 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 you know, as opposed to a minute explanation of why the place is so good. He doesn't have the words. So that's what I did there. And then I talked about it. In this case, I was able to do it and then recap. And when that happens, I'm blessed from the Lord above to give me the wherewithal to remember sometimes stories that I need to tell. All right, everybody. I would stop this podcast if I thought I wasn't offering you anything, but I think I'm offering you my pod-induced comfortableness with just little gabbing a little bit about this, a little bit about that, a little bit about this, a little bit about this. And can I tell you, and I feel so sorry. Oh. My manager, my new manager, Adam, he said, Todd, people don't like the bells and whistles anymore. They just want you into a mic. Do you know what the ratings are last week? My manager is Sebastian's brother. They don't sound exactly alike, but sometimes when you hear me saying my manager, you say, Todd, the ratings, since you've been just talking, they're through the roof. When you just do the show and do your phone, more listeners than Joe Rogan. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? You know, I don't go look at the polls and the numbers every day. Their numbers comparable with the Joe Rogan show. I mean, his smallest audience. You're close to that. All right, this is getting worse and worse. But that would be a nice thing if that happened, so. This is it. No bells and whistles anymore, folks. They're the old days. I take them, I give them away. I'm giving them to charity. For giving them, I'm going to give any of the old, well, I'll probably still do them. Actually, we're going to stay pretty much the same. All right, listen, you're great. I love you. Thank you for the emails. Happy birthday. I'm proud of you. Look, there's always some people trying to fucking stop some fucking thing. Yeah, it's a fuck, right? So fucking goddamn hard. God damn it. You know where I draw from? My eating. I know I'm lucky it's food. For some people, not. But for me, it's the same. So anyway, whatever day it is that you've done it, I'm so fucking proud of you. You have no fucking idea. Don't you fucking, now's not the time. You're going to fucking do this shit. And I'm going to tell you something right here that my, you know, you forget as years go on, but like, I'm pretty sure it was my nephew is that, well, I know how it was with, I was surprised to hear that it was sort of the same with quitting smoking. Yes, I did miss smoking forever. When people used to say that, and I know, I'm not comparing them except in a way you won't mind me comparing quitting smoking or whatever the vice is, but mine was smoking. You know, I wish people would have said, I used to go, do you miss it? And I go, how many years haven't you smoked? They go, 20. And I was always hoping someone said, oh yeah, I don't miss it. They always said it like this. I go, do you miss it? And they would go, yeah, you miss it forever. Okay, that's true, but it's not hard to not do it. I'm at the point now, not smoking, even though the romance of it, and sometimes it's not hard for me not to smoke anymore. So it was that person that was, thought, God, is my life going to just not be doing whatever it is, drinking? My life is going to not be whatever I want to do so bad, is my life going to not be that? Just not doing it? All the energy, everything I have? Oh, I guess I won't be able to do anything anymore. My hobbies and my life will be, and my activities and all my free time will be not doing that. That's going to be my life. So, great. So, that's not that appealing. But that's not what it's like. That's not what it's like, from what I understand. And can relate with on a small level. So, anyway, I'm proud of you, you fuck. That's right. So That's it. Aristotle, I guess this is when, and Chris Farron is going to be our last guest, I think, you know. It won't be Daniel Kino. You know what? I wanted this last show to be pure joy. And Daniel was working on something, and it was, and I knew it would stress him out a little. I went, no, I want the last show to be the opposite of that. I want the last show. I said, Daniel, I said, seriously? I mean, he helps me a lot. I go, I'd only want you to, don't worry about not doing it. I want you to, like, I want to send you off not feeling bad at all. So, no, it'll be me. It'll be Aristotle. It'll be Chris, John Bernwagen. I mean, Chris Farron. And I would imagine, you know, I'm probably going to want at least two bands. I would say Tim and Eric, if possible, just because, oh, already spending so much. I was going to say Tim, Eric, and of course, Alex Young. You know, he's part of the family. But, I couldn't ask. I was going to ask Alec White to fly in a tuxedo and sing. What's up, Alec? So, Chris Farron. So, it's going to be real nice. I hope, I want to tell everyone, just be prepared to do a long show. Because I'm going to want it to be long. 6 hours, people. I owe it to you. All right, listen. Now, you're lucky I'm hungry. Wish me luck, everybody. I promise you, I will tell you whether I was, whether I was good or bad. I promise I'll tell you. So here we go, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, roll it in and roll in Mr. Rogers. Oh, no, 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 not yet. Hold on. I want this to be the smoothest. In comes him, Chris Farron and JJ on Kirkpatrick on trumpets. Now you start bringing in Mr. Rogers. My voice fades out. My voice fades out.
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.
Dad, what? What?